Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be honest, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting into an emotional abyss. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show instead of the other way around? Well, that's exactly what we're tackling today, developing that superpower of emotional regulation. Because trust me, when you can master your feelings, you unlock a whole new level of success, resilience, and inner peace. Think about it. Ever had a huge presentation at work, and instead of crushing it, you froze up because nerves got the best of you? Or maybe you lashed out at a friend because you were stressed about something else entirely? These are all examples where our emotions hijack the situation, leading to less than ideal outcomes. But here's the good news. We can absolutely learn to control our emotional responses. And that's what this podcast is all about, giving you practical tools and strategies to become your own emotional CEO. Let's dive into five key takeaways that will help you build that unshakable emotional foundation. First, awareness is everything. It's like being a detective for your own emotions. Pay attention to how you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally throughout the day. What triggers specific feelings? Are there certain situations that always send you into overdrive? The more aware you are of your emotional landscape, the better equipped you are to navigate it. Second, challenge those automatic thoughts. You know those negative thought patterns that pop up like weeds in your garden? I'm going to fail. This is a disaster. No one likes me. These guys can be sneaky and powerful. Learning to recognize and challenge these thoughts is crucial. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, our emotions stem from distorted thinking, so by questioning those thoughts, you can start to shift your perspective. Third, practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness as a mental muscle exercise. It's about focusing your attention on the present moment without judgment. Try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day, or simply pay attention to your breath for a few minutes. Mindfulness helps you calm your racing thoughts and create space between yourself and your emotions. You know that feeling when you get so caught up in stress that you can't think straight? Mindfulness helps you step back and gain clarity. Fourth, develop healthy coping mechanisms. We all have our go-to strategies for dealing with stress or difficult emotions. But some are way more helpful than others. Think about what works for you. Maybe it's taking a walk, listening to music, journaling, spending time with loved ones, or even indulging in a good book. Find those activities that genuinely help you recharge and regulate your emotions. Finally, remember that progress takes time. Building emotional resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a crucial meeting, and suddenly your heart starts racing, palms sweating, mind spinning with what-ifs. You know that feeling the pressure is on, and you feel like you might crumble under the weight of it all. But instead of letting those feelings take over, you remember our conversation today. You take a deep breath, grounding yourself in the present moment. You acknowledge your anxiety, but you don't let it define you. You focus on the task at hand, drawing upon your knowledge and preparation. And guess what? You rock that meeting. That's emotional regulation in action, turning those overwhelming feelings into fuel for success. So there you have it. Five powerful strategies to master your emotions and unlock a whole new level of success and fulfillment. Remember, awareness, challenging negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, developing healthy coping mechanisms, and being patient with yourself are the keys to emotional mastery. Now go out there and make this week your most emotionally intelligent one yet. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, tag us on social media, and let me know how you're putting these strategies into practice. I can't wait to hear your stories and keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.